Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast, bitches. Fuck, it's been a while. Fuck. There's one thing I want to talk about. That's the reason why I got on here tonight. And that is the word brave. Bravery. Brave. What does it mean to be brave? It means to, by the definition of Google, it means to be ready to face and endure danger or pain, showing courage, or having and showing mental or moral strength to face danger, fear, or difficulty. And I think I think there's a lot of not so brave people in America, but there's also, but because of the fact there is a lot of not so brave people in America, there will rise brave men amongst the weak, you know, and I full-heartedly believe that, especially after, you know, this new album by Tom McDonald and Adam Calhoun called The Brave came out fucking, like, I don't know, I think it was last month, or no, I can't remember. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably like 3 weeks ago or something. However long ago it was. I can't remember the exact fucking release date. It's probably been a month or so. But that album struck chords. Like, it gave me more hope, you know? Because I know that I'm not the only motherfucker listening to the same album feeling the same way. You know? It's like, dude, if it comes down to it, I know I will have the bravery to face and endure danger or pain. So, I know I will, because I have to do it for, you know, the freedom of my family, my future, you know, my children. Like if I want them to be able to live the way I lived growing up, actually, if I want them to live better than the way I grew up, then I need to be able to be brave enough to fight for my son. To fight for my sons, you know what I mean? So, and there, the brave, man. I think deep down inside, in my own heart, personally, I feel like I'm a warrior on the inside. I am a soldier, a warrior, a fighter, also a lover. But I feel like I was born to fight. It's as fucked up it may sound, but I feel like I was born to be a warrior. I was born, I have this warrior mentality, you know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of us out there that have that same mentality, that feel the same way. And I know that when the time comes, if the time ever comes, we will be brave enough to stand up for what is right. Our freedoms, our liberties, our rights, our property, our privacy. If we ever get that back, I don't think we ever will because of social media and the new internet, or, you know, today's fucking internet, or, yeah, the internet, the fuck, but yeah, the Brave. So, there's a lot of us out there just waiting for that call, to defend freedom. The fuck was that? Heard a loud thud all of a sudden. Anyways, I'm out as fuck. I wonder if that's my wife. Kind of sounds like it. Or it could be a cat. Sounds like it might be a cat. Anyways, yeah, The Brave. I mean, I wish I could say more. I don't know what else to say. I feel like I just wanted to make a podcast talking about bravery and, you know, what it means to be brave, what it takes to be brave. I mean, I've endured danger and pain growing up, you know, all my life. I think a lot of people have. I think that's one thing Americans have in common, is that they have endured danger or pain in some way, you know, and come out on top. We all just have our own different stories of what happened to ourselves, you know, from the time that we were born to up to this date. And we're all in this journey together, but we all, at the same time, have our own journey on our own. It's like we have our own journeys. Yeah, we have our own journeys by ourselves, but we're all doing it together. If you really look at it like that, you know, you can. It's just some people can't get past the fucking nonsense, the craziness, the fucking fighting over different religions and color pigment and fucking what you ate for breakfast, you know? Shit that doesn't matter. Literally does not matter. Shouldn't matter. Shouldn't even fucking be in the forefront of your thought about your daily business, about your, you know, about your, when you go about your day. Really, you should be worried about what you're doing for yourself during the days that you're working, going to work, taking care of your kids and family. Like, you know, that's what everyone should be really worried about. Not, you know, Kim Kardashian and Jake Paul and all the stupid bullshit. You know, you gotta look at, you know, this planet, this rock. It's just a giant fucking wet rock, a wet one, that had some shit grow on it, and we're part of it, you know, that organic shit on a wet rock that just grew. But for some reason, we're these intelligent beings, which is like, it's like, where did the origin of our intelligence come from? You know what I mean? Like, is it, you know, did aliens come down and fucking, like, interbreed with us? Or is it because we fucking ate a mushroom and expanded our minds, plus, you know, fire and cooking meat, doing that? The combination of the two or three? Who fucking knows? You know, we don't fucking know. We can only guess and fucking see through fucking carbon aging, or carbon, however they tell by that organic shit is old, how old it is by carbon dating. Fuck. You know, but I don't know. There's, I guess, you know what? I bet there's more stuff, ways of doing shit out there that I don't even know about, to be honest. I mean, not one person can say they know everything, you know. You just can't. That's impossible. And if you do, then everyone knows that you're lying and you're full of shit. And now they know that you're just a fucking story maker, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's gotta be brave, man. And the ones that are able to stand up the way they're doing in their own countries right now, fucking you, look at Ukraine. Ukraine is, dude, Zelensky, is that his name? President Zelensky of Ukraine. That, he is the definition of brave. I would say he is the definition of brave. Plus all the the Ukraine citizens, plus all the foreign citizens who have volunteered to come fight, all that, definition of brave right there. I would be there right there with them if I didn't have my own family and my own shit I gotta take care of. You know, I can't just up and leave and go to a different fucking country and fight. What? That'd be stupid. I'd go die over there when I have and leave my family over here. I mean, sure, it'd be for a good thing, but I gotta protect my family. I can't just. It'd be different if I didn't have a family. If I was a single dude, oh fuck. I might even join the fucking, what do you call it? The French Foreign Legion. You know what I mean? If I was single. If at this age, if I was single and didn't have a family that I loved and cared about, I would probably join the French Foreign Legion or just go over there. Actually, just fucking go over there. I don't know how I would get, you know, fuck it. I would do it. I would just fucking do it. But anyways, yeah. Brave. Those are brave citizens of Ukraine. Those are brave men and women. I feel bad for the ones, you know, that can't, were not brave enough to defend themselves. Well, I guess they're not, it's not that they're brave enough. That they died. You know what I mean? The ones that, you know, had to flee and run. And I don't know. They're just scared. Those ones are scared, and the brave ones stood up and fought. Because they know. If they let them fucking kick them down and stomp all over them, then that's it. It's over. It's like, no. Fuck that. Because just like us Americans, the Ukrainians have struggled to get to where they're at in life. That's the thing about Americans. We have all struggled to get to where we're at currently in our lives. And that alone is enough for me to defend and fight for. Because I know that I'm not the only one that struggled to get to where I'm at. You have struggled to get where you're at. Therefore, in my eyes, and in my heart, and soul, I believe that's worth defending and fighting for. I mean, why would you want someone to be, you don't want to be invaded. No one wants to be invasive on you. You don't want someone to be invasive on you. Fuck that. No. You know, it's kind of too late because, well, it's not too late, really, but it's getting to that point because it's all, I mean, who knows how long their game plan has. I mean, it feels like this has been, like, in the works, you know, for a while with the Patriot Act. I mean, spying, like, there goes our privacy right then and there. Boom. And keywords and phrases that you say automatically starts recording. Like, what? Come on. That is so, that's such bullshit. That's against our fucking amendment right of the right to fucking privacy. You know, I could just, you know, this obviously isn't private because I'm displaying it to the public, but at the same time, after the, like, it shouldn't go beyond this point, you know what I mean, of me doing a podcast and publishing it. It shouldn't go beyond that, just, like, surveillance, I can't say that word, but, you know what I mean, like, fucking spying and shit, fuck, on your own American people. You know, hardworking Americans that actually, they are the ones that make the country run. Without us, you're, the people that are running shit are nothing, you know? They're fucking nothing. They really are. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a perfect case for term limits in Congress. So, it just baffles me, you know? That and Biden. You know, and not only that, you can tell that that whole fucking crew is fucked. They are not, like, Kamala, you can tell she is not fitting for the job. She does not perform well in her position doing her duties. Like, being on the, like, it's quite evident. I mean, they fucked up the country in the last year, and it feels like it's been longer than a year. It's fucking sad, really. It's disappointing. And I get the feeling that, you know, with this next presidential election, if it does not go the way of the people, it might get ugly. I'm not saying for sure it will, because I don't know. Who knows? But, because I ain't gonna do shit. But, I'm just saying, other people might. It might get ugly. Especially if it doesn't, because we know, we all know that shit was rigged. This last election was rigged. They fucking cheated. They got in the office. You know? And, if that's the case, and if that happens again, oh, man. I think a lot of people will be very pissed off to the point where something seriously bad might happen. You know, and don't make us true American patriots, you know, that love this country for, you know, what it stands for. Don't make us the bad guys. You know what I mean? Do not make us the bad guys. We don't want to be the bad guys. All we want to do is, you know, raise our kids to the best of our abilities, you know, and do the best that we can to support our families and ourselves and make it less sufferable, because we all know that life is about suffering and making it less sufferable. But the elite Americans, the politicians, they don't see it that way, because they don't suffer the way we suffer. They suffer differently. They suffer, I don't know, who knows how they suffer? Fuck, I don't even know. Their souls suffer? Fuck, who knows? They're probably possessed by demons. Who fucking knows? I just know that their souls are not pure. They're of evil spirits. And I think a lot of people would agree on that. And just for me doing this podcast in its own, in itself, really, is a brave thing for me to do. A lot of people are not brave enough to speak up. To look someone in the eyes when something ain't right and say, hey, this ain't right. What the fuck? What, like, why? What are you doing? What's happening? No. I ain't letting this fucking fly. Fuck that. You know what I mean? And yeah, I just, that's, and all this is, remember, at the end of the day, all this podcast is me speaking my mind freely. freely speaking my mind independently on my own. Speaking my thoughts and feelings and opinions. And that is the American way. To be able to speak your own mind. You know, like... And if you're not... And it's sad because there's a lot of blind people out there who don't see what, you know, other people see, what people like me see, people like you see, you know, and when it's like we can see it from a psychological standpoint and know that there's something deeper to this, something darker, something that's really scares people, probably. I don't know. I mean, it could be scary to some people. Who knows? I don't know. It ain't scary to me. I mean, it's a little like I'm not scared for my life or anything, but like, I guess and for some people, they could be paranoid enough to the point where they would be scared for their own lives. I've had strange helicopters hovering over my place every once in a while, randomly. It hasn't happened in a while, but I kind of noticed that, and I was like, what the fuck? Just, like, hovering over my place. Why? Weird. But... You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything illegal at all. You know, I got a clean record. I don't even have a fucking driving record. That shit's clean. It's been clean for a while. So, whatever. I just know that I'm brave enough to, you know, sit here, smoke a fucking bong. Smoke out of a bong, smoke some weed, talk my shit, and have you guys listen, and, I don't know, food for thought, I guess, I don't know, take it as you hear it, I don't, you know what I mean, I feel like I'm probably saying what everyone's thinking, or not everyone, but most, probably, a lot of people. You know, or I know there's some people that would disagree or think that I'm crazy or don't see, because they don't see what we see, how I see it, or what other people, and we gotta be able to bridge that gap and like somehow help them see it, you know, the way it is, the way it's happening, you know, and... Ben Shapiro, he's a great person to listen to. If he's got some great words to say. I mean, you may not like it because you might disagree with it because for whatever reason you want to. I don't know why. Can't you be more open-minded a little bit to like step back instead of being so like involved in the noise that you can't hear or see anything because you're in the crowd. You're in the crowd. That's what's going on. You're part of the crowd, and since you're part of the crowd, all you see and hear is what the crowd sees and hears and does. But if you get away from the crowd, you step away from the crowd for a while, you're able to think. Like, if you picture yourself sitting on a bench on next to the lake, on the lake, in the middle of a fucking huge ass National Forest Park, no one around you, for days on and days on, you'd have some time to think. And with that time, like, the more you think, the more intelligent you become, you know. If you're able to free think freely, the more intelligent someone is able to become, because they can take steps, intelligent steps, to improve their own intelligence. You know what I mean? By, like, taking steps to self-educate and read books. And then with that, you know, that knowledge from those books, make their own educated decisions and choices, and just get, from there, get better and improve and get more intelligent. You know? I mean, it's really a no-brainer. Here comes my wife, I think. But, yeah. And I don't know, it takes a lot of bravery to do. Yep. Hi, sweetie.
What
are you doing? Podcasting. I'm just podcasting.
Come in soon, or?
Yeah, I'm almost done. All right, love you. Anyways, you heard the wife. She wants me to go inside. I've said enough. Plus, my time was almost up. I only got about 3 minutes left. So, I'm going to go ahead and take this time to do an outro. This is for the brave ones. Go ahead and load up your bongs, man. This is it. Load up your bongs. Grab your dab pens, your dab rigs, your fucking blunts, your joints, all that shit. Whatever it is that you got to smoke, grab it, load it, pack it, roll it, light it, smoke it. All right. So this one is for the brave. The brave ones out there fighting in Ukraine against Russia. The brave ones willing to give their lives for the rights and freedoms of their fellow Americans. And here's to the bravery, you know, the album. Or not the bravery, but goddamn. The Brave. Here's to The Brave, that album by Adam Calhoun and Tom McDonald, The Brave. And everyone else that's brave enough to stand up against evil and tyranny and fight against it. Despite the, you know, the obvious dangers and or pain that you might and will endure. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, it's been a while since I did my shit, yeah. The Brave. Oh. To the Brave. I fucking love you guys. This is Stony Steve signing off.